page 76. Measure number 24-275, City of Salem, referred to the people by the City Council. Measure proposing annexation of 0.57 acres of territory into Salem. Question, should the territory located at 6012 Liberty Road South be annexed? Summary, approval of this measure would annex 0.57 acres of territory located at 6012 Liberty Road South into the City of Salem. The territory is within the urban growth boundary. If approved by the voters, upon annexation, the territory would be zoned City of Salem RA, Residential Agriculture, and withdrawn from the Salem Suburban Rural Fire Protection District. Properties within the territory that are not in residential use would be annexed on the date the ordinance annexing the territory is filed with the Oregon Secretary of State. Properties within the territory that are zoned for and in residential use would have annexation delayed for 3 years after the date the ordinance annexing the territory is filed with the Oregon Secretary of State. If a property that would have annexation delayed for 3 years is sold, then the annexation of the property would become effective immediately upon sale. Explanatory statement. If approved, this measure would result in annexation of 0.57 acres of territory, known as the territory, to the City of Salem. The territory is located at 6012 Liberty Road South and designated in the Salem Area Comprehensive Plan as developing residential. Zoning of the territory, if annexed, would be RA, Residential Agriculture. The RA, Residential Agriculture Zone District, generally allows residential uses, select agricultural uses, playgrounds and parks, public buildings, and child or adult care homes. The minimum lot size for single-family dwellings is 4,000 square feet. This zoning designation allows a maximum density of 8 dwelling units per acre, assuming an allowance for public utilities and infrastructure. A complete description of uses in the RA, Residential Agriculture Zone District, is available in Salem Revised Code SRC Chapter 145. If annexed, the territory is estimated to have the fiscal impact of creating an annual surplus to the city's general fund in year 2007 dollars of $612 based on development with an average density of 5 dwelling units per acre. Adequate public facilities exist to serve the territory in accordance with the city's adopted budget, master plans, capital improvement plan, and urban growth management process as set forth in SRC Chapter 66. This is a proposed annexation of territory completely surrounded on all sides or enclaved by city limits. For property not in residential use, the effective date of the annexation, application of City of Salem zoning, and withdrawal from the Salem Suburban Rural Fire Protection District would take effect immediately upon the date the ordinance annexing the territory is filed with the Oregon Secretary of State. For property zoned for and in residential use, the effective date of the annexation, application of City of Salem zoning, and withdrawal from the Salem Suburban Rural Fire Protection District would be delayed 3 years after the date the ordinance annexing the territory is filed with the Oregon Secretary of State. If a property that would have annexation delayed for 3 years is sold, then the annexation of the property would become effective immediately upon sale. Additional information regarding the proposed annexation and zoning is available for public review at the Salem City Hall, Department of Community Development, 555 Liberty Street Southeast, Room 305, Salem, Oregon, and on the city's website, www.cityofsalem.net. Submitted by Janet Taylor, Mayor, on behalf of the Salem City Council. No arguments in favor of or opposed to this measure were filed.